Swaziland has approached South Africa for urgent financial assistance. The landlocked Southern African country is the continent's last absolute monarchy. Earlier this year, it faced anti-government protests, which were suppressed by the regime. Gunter Simmermacher, the editor of the Southern Cross, the region's largest Catholic newspaper, says the church is concerned about the situation in Swaziland.
Well, Swaziland has been terribly hard hit by the economic crisis. It is one of the big sugar exporters in Africa, but that line of income has diminished over the last couple of years. One other problem that many people are pointing to is that much of the funding that Swaziland is receiving is being funneled towards maintaining the lifestyle of the absolute monarchy there. And King Swati, his 13 wives and 30 children, and various hangers-on, cronies, and so on.
Will this give South Africa some more influence in promoting reforms in Swaziland?
Well, one would imagine so, though it can't be said that the Zuma government has shown a great indication of forcing change there. The foreign ministry is talking about stability in Africa and is therefore considering giving Swaziland a bailout, whereas the ANC Youth League, which is the youth organization of the ruling African National Congress, and the trade union movement COSATU, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, have in the past called very strongly for democracy in Swaziland, going as far as protesting at the border to Swaziland.
What has the church in the region said about the issues in Swaziland?
The Catholic bishops of Southern Africa went to the country for a fact-finding mission and solidarity in the middle of this month. And the delegation described the country as being in turmoil. They said it's a country tearing itself apart from the inside by an uncaring head, meaning King Mswati, of course, and a regime that is getting more brutal by the day. And the bishops decried corruption in Swaziland and pointed out that at least two pro-democracy activists in Swaziland have died in detention, and neither one of the cases has been satisfactorily explained by the Swazi government. Cardinal Wilfred Napier of Durban, who was part of that delegation, spoke of an unprecedented crisis. And he also pointed out that the money intended for poverty alleviation is being diverted to support the lavish lifestyle of the monarchy and its cohorts.